Because this was comfortable. Most individuals don't have that mindset. What is the mindset? I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve to be wealthy. You have the mindset of I deserve to be wealthy. The next is, what are you going to do to make sure that you are able to build wealth? You see, it's two things. Most individuals don't even believe that they deserve to be wealthy. Now, let me flip it. Let's say you do not believe that. Are you doing good for this world by having that mentality? How many people can you help without financial resources? Most people are going around saying, I want to help Ghana. I want to help Ghana with this. I want to help Ghana with that. In my mind, I was like, okay, this is how I'm going to help Ghana. I say Ghanaian. Even though I'm American, this is how I'm going to help Ghana. I am going to educate Ghanaians all over the world so that they're able to build wealth by tapping into the financial systems that the rich and wealthy are tapping into, which we are not exposed to.
If we take this back, what has been the means through which people have built wealth over time? Before we talk about what you're good at,
sure.
What has been those means that people have used to build wealth?
I'll say, the historic thing has been land.
Okay.
Oh, I've purchased this plot of land. And then it just slowly appreciates over time.
Yeah.
And most people don't even understand why that appreciation or the increase in the home value is coming. They know that, oh, if I buy land, it's going to go up. Most people don't understand why. The reason land appreciates, several reasons.
Okay.
One, as countries print more money, you're going to have more money in circulation that can then buy those same pieces of land. Because I know that, you know, in Accra, yes, there's still land available, but in a way, there's a scarcity to it. For example, the lands in East Legon, you cannot increase the size of East Legon.
Right.
So as more money is created, it increases the value of every home within that country. That's one of the ways that causes the appreciation of homes. The second is, as people earn more in salary, they can afford to pay more for those pieces of property. So that's what causes the appreciation. I'll never forget something my dad told me. You see, my dad sat me down one day and he said, boy, if I had known that land would be so valuable right now, boy, I would have bought so many plots of land. Because at that time, land was about $100 for one plot in many places here in Accra. $100. Today, the average plot of land is about $250,000 USD.
Yeah.
In Accra. And I think back to that statement and I say to myself, I never ever want to say to my son or daughter, if I had bought this asset or that asset, I would have been very, very wealthy. So it's part of what drives me.
Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor, because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation. You don't want to make the mistakes that Daddy made.
No.
How's your relationship with him?
It's phenomenal. He is in many ways a role model. He grew up in a village and he was one of the top two students in that village. So he got a scholarship to study in Germany. And the host family that took him in, the gentleman's name is Hans. So he named me after that gentleman.
Right.
Yeah. So in many ways, he's been a role model. Through my dad, many of his family relatives who were also in the villages are now here in the city. He's been a very, very hardworking, entrepreneurial person. But my mom would tell me, even though he was entrepreneurial, he was afraid to take that leap. Afraid.
There are a lot of people that have that fear in them. But where does that come from?
Unknown. Like, it's the unknown. What if? What if?
Yeah.
But I'm reminded of the parable of the talents.
Yes.
Where a master was going and then he gave this person 5, he gave this person 3, and then he gave the last 1. And then he went off and he came back. The Bible says the person who had 5, it said immediately they went off, invested it, or in other words, put it to work and earned 5 more. Let's flip to the one who had 1. The person went and hid the talent. Why? He told the master, I was afraid. I was afraid. So, master, I did not lose the one. So here it is. You know what the master said?
Nah.
If you did not know, why didn't you take my money to someone more qualified? In the Bible, the master said, why didn't you take it to the bankers to invest the money so that at least I could have earned something on top of it? So in other words, if you didn't know, why didn't you seek guidance or counsel?
But people have given their monies to people. They've entrusted people,
yes,
and they've lost their money.
Exactly. That's why, as part of this conversation, I told you they have to look at a track record, credibility. What shows that this individual is actually qualified to talk or speak on what they are speaking on?
If you wanted to tell someone who is afraid,
yes,
of investing to awaken them, what would it be?
It is that they don't have a choice. If they keep their money saved in cash,
yeah,
it loses value every single year.
How?
You see, you ask these questions and in my mind, I'm like, how can they not even understand that it loses value?
Yeah.
Well, the simple thing that I can say is things get more expensive every year. So maybe, I don't know if here is by a gallon of gas in a car might be maybe $2.
Yeah.
Next year is $2.20. Or maybe locally, who knows, it might be 30 cedis. But then the next year is 40. Maybe food, it costs a bit more. Taking, you know, someone you are dating to the movies, 1 year it costs this, the next year it costs more. So imagine that money, you've put that, let's say, 2,000 into a bank account, and it's just sitting there. The following year, the prices of things increase. The following year, prices of things increase. That means your money, its purchasing power or its purchasing ability is diminishing over time.
So, give me a wealth plan. What is your plan for me to grow my money? Take me through it.
Absolutely. So, there are different, as we've spoken about, different ways that individuals can build wealth.
Okay.
If we were to ask our grandfathers and grandmothers, they'll say, oh, gold. It is a scarce asset, fixed quantity, gold. If you were to ask our parents, you'll say, land. If you were to ask some of the wealthiest titans in America, they'll tell you the stock market.
Yeah.
Ownership. Most people don't know owning a stock is just them getting a percentage stake in a company so that as that company produces its products and services, you get to share in the upside, meaning that your money is growing as that company grows over time, as they serve more people, as they serve more customers, as they create more products for the market. Your money grows without you having to do anything.
Connected Minds Podcast.